And Dan Bross, Republican candidates are faring well in unofficial Alaska results from yesterday's general election. President Donald Trump, incumbent Alaska U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan, and incumbent Alaska U.S. Representative Don Young all have big leads over their challengers, but there are likely to be well over 100,000 absentee and other outstanding ballots to be counted next week. Republicans also appear to be on the path to victory in several interior state legislative races. In the Fairbanks North Pole area's only state Senate contest, Republican Robert Myers has a significant margin over non-affiliated candidate Marna Sanford in District B. Speaking last night, when he was up over 2,000 votes, Myers pointed to his stance on paying a full permanent fund dividend as an issue that's resonated with voters.
I'm a big believer in the people owning the resources, not the state government. And so that's what colors my perception of the PFD.
Paying a full PFD is estimated to leave the state with an over $2 billion deficit next year, a shortfall Myers proposes addressing by cutting state programs. Republican incumbent Bart Lebon has a substantial edge over Democratic challenger Christopher Quist in Fairbanks State House District 1. Lebon, who won election 2 years ago by a single vote, expressed cautious optimism last night as his margin over Quist hovered around 1,000 votes.
You know, I'm not assuming anything, but I have a more comfortable lead this time around than I did 2 years ago.
There will be at least 2,000 ballots counted next week in the House District 1 race. Republican incumbent Steve Thompson has a wide margin over Democratic challenger Jeremiah Humans in the Fairbanks North Pole area State House District 2 race. And last night, Thompson was already looking at what he anticipates will be a challenging legislative session.
Republicans that have been elected, this is going to be tough because some of them ran on paying back and the full PFD. And I think that's going to be very difficult with the amount of money that we do have at the present time.
In two other Fairbanks area statehouse contests, District 5 incumbent Democrat Adam Wohl and Republican challenger Kevin McKinley are running very close, with at least 2,400 ballots to be counted next week, while District 4 incumbent Democrat Grier Hopkins leads Republican opponent Keith Kerber with over 3,000 outstanding ballots awaiting tally in that contest. In a five-way race for rural Interior Statehouse District 6, Republican Mike Kronk of Tok is ahead of Democrat Julia Nilica of Nenana, followed by undeclared candidate Elijah Verhagen, nonpartisan Vern Carlson, and non-affiliated Deborah Riley, with at least 2,500 ballots to be tallied next week. In the similarly sprawling and rural House District 9, incumbent Republican George Rauscher of Sutton is soundly defeating Democratic challenger Bill Johnson of Delta Junction. Rauscher credits his experience and record in Juneau.
People know what you've done. They know how hard you've worked. They know what you've done for them. They know what you've done for each community. And I think they appreciate that.
A statewide ballot measure to revamp Alaska's oil taxes and another to change the election system are both losing by wide margins, while state court judges on the ballot appear on track for retention. But again, all await the counting of a hefty number of outstanding ballots beginning November 10th.